This is a tall order. And I'm sure every one of us who has eventually ended up in this technology area that we're discussing comes with a different background. Mine started with history of growing up in the city of Schenectady, New York, home of General Electric Company, which was fortuitous, Union College. I was born and brought up there, went to the Schenectady schools. My father was a high school mathematics teacher, head of the math department, and assistant principal of the Schenectady High School. And in that environment, the technical side of things and interest in science began for me at a very early age. I was an avid reader of Popular Mechanics and made little electric motors out of paper clips and copper wire and 1.5 volt batteries, and got involved with all sorts of technical things and enjoyed it very much. My school history was uneventful, except for the fact that I did really concentrate on all the technical subjects that were available to be studied in grade school and through high school. I majored in, if you could call it that, in the science and technical side, chemistry, physics, and general science and the mathematics parts. It was clear to me by the time I was ready to leave high school that I wanted to be a physicist. I was going to study physics. And since my graduation was in 1933 from high school, and the Depression was well upon us, funding for college education was a very important factor. And so I applied and fortunately was accepted by three relatively local colleges close to Schenectady where I could go hopefully with minimal extra expense. Union, RPI, and Rochester all offered me scholarships. And I accepted the one at Union, although it wasn't the most lucrative and best paying of the three. I was able to live at home, and as a result, I accepted the one at Union and enrolled for studies as a physics major. There are two of us who majored in physics out of that class of about 400 in a class that was to graduate in 1937. During that period, I was lucky enough at college to be able to get employment through the Federal Youth Administration Program, FYA, I think the initials were, and they paid 35 cents an hour for work that was done in colleges to deserving students. So during that time, I was able to help the chairman of the department, Professor Wold, do a revision of Kimball's College Physics. He was revising the volume, and he needed someone to make drawings and illustrations for the new volume that he was producing. And so I was the principal illustrator for that volume at 35 cents an hour from the Federal Youth Administration. I also picked bugs off of plants and did things of that sort during the school year, which permitted us to earn money. I was very lucky at the end of my freshman year to get a summer job at General Electric. Most of us needed summer jobs. I started off the summer by cutting asparagus in a truck garden, a very unsatisfactory job for a budding physicist, but got a call from GE, and I went to work in the payroll department at General Electric Company that summer. $13.50 a week, as I recall it, for temporary employment, as a temporary employee of General Electric. And I worked on balancing the payroll deductions for the pension plan. Do you want a fascinating little story in here? Nothing to do with physics, but I'll tell it to you just for fun. I was hired and interviewed on the basis that I was had completed my freshman year at Union and that I was adept at mathematics. I understood mathematics, and of course I said yes. I'd had calculus and trigonometry and descriptive geometry and so on, and I'm pretty good at mathematics. So they sent me down to the payroll department. I got there, and the man said, "Now, with your mathematical background, it's my understanding that you could probably help us out in this area where we have a special need in balancing this pension plan." He said, "Over there you will see a big long table with eight young ladies sitting there punching comptometers."